and welcome to Inspiration for Your Life. I'm Sheila Gale. So glad to be here. In this hour, we bring you the cream of the crop, teachers, visionaries, and best-selling authors to help you learn how to live a life free of suffering, full of joy, peace, authenticity, and health and abundance. And this hour is brought to you by the Gerson Institute, curing cancer and other degenerative diseases for over 60 years now. Go to gersonmedia.com for more information. Gerson, like person, but with a G as in George. Hope you're having a terrific day. Hey, happy winter solstice to you all. This is a very special day. Not only have we had this lunar eclipse, but it is also the first day of winter, and it's a full moon. Woohoo! And I just want to thank everybody at LivingEnergyDay.com. We are simulcasting not only on KNRY Radio and worldwide on the Internet, but also on LivingEnergyDay.com. And if you're listening in the Monterey, Santa Cruz area, I want to remind you to go to this website when you get home, because for 24 hours they're going to have different healers on every hour. It's a marathon for a celebration for the winter solstice. Again, it is LivingEnergyDay.com and then /winter2010. And I'll be interviewing Trina Hammack will be on. She's from Cornerstone Wellness Center in Monterey. We have Dr. Rick Moss who will be on tomorrow. And also from Access Consciousness this evening, Gary Douglas, the founder, and Dr. Dane here will also be on. So, yay! And before I introduce our guest, I just want to say that I love you. And it sounds a little strange, I guess, but I'm strange, so it's okay to say to a radio audience, but I really, really love you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening in. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate that you are listening to the guests that I bring on, and I pray and hope that they're helping you as they're helping me, and I'm so grateful, and I just wish you the best of holiday season, and may 2011 just rock your socks off. All right. That being said, my guest is Lori Moore. Now, we met in Hawaii. I was there, as many of you know, swimming with the dolphins and my daughter about, 2 months ago now, and just met only a couple of women, and Lori was one of them, and she lives here in Santa Cruz. Lori Moore is a PhD, family and marriage therapist, specializing in miracles. In practice for several years, she's helped countless clients to create lives that are filled with peace, love, wellness, and other elements that form a fulfilling, high-quality life. Following the publication of her first book, Creative Intimacy, she was featured on such popular television programs as The O'Reilly Factor, Ricky Lake, Fox News Live, and John Walsh Show. She also appeared on local radio programs In the Company of Angels and Seeing Beyond, and she's been in many magazines, including Reader's Digest and Red Book. Her work is really heart-based, and she uses a broad spectrum of modalities from traditional psychotherapy to channeling, hypnotherapy, miracles coaching, and shamanic journeys, just to name a few. Dr. Moore explains that people often lock themselves into patterns and experiences in life based on premises that are not necessarily true. Citing quantum physics, Dr. Moore asserts that scientists are now beginning to understand what mystics and visionaries already know. What we experience and find in our outer world is a mirror of what we believe to be true in our inner world. And she adds that we can create realities that are fulfilling by focusing on solutions rather than the problems. Dr. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila. It's so good to be with you again after that beautiful time we had over in Kalakekua Bay on the water, meeting right on the lava rock. What an awesome place to meet.
I know. Wasn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Yes, it really was a pleasure to meet you. And then I had the privilege of going over to your beautiful home in the Santa Cruz Mountains and the Redwoods and had a session with you, which was quite extraordinary. It was went by so fast. So let's talk about this work that you do. You're really activating people and doing, you know, miraculous things quickly. But I think that that's actually what we're meant to do. But it's going to be the new normal. But right now, we call it miracles.
Yes, the universe is a miracle. The universe is the miracle, and the miracle is love. And that power of the universe, of love, of grace, of the mystery of creation is what brings the human forward so that what is planted in their heart, what is yearning in their heart to become real, to become part of the contribution to what happens on the globe, can happen. And when we're given assistance and help to transform whatever is in the way of a full birth into our contribution, what we think of as miracles happen. Really, the real miracle is our surrender back into the love and the grace that is the basis of our existence.
Now, your healing modalities that you use, and you're very, very busy, and you really create amazing results. Can you describe it?
Sure. It's not me who creates the results. It's God, but it's Goddess. We can call that higher power or love or Buddha or Allah or whatever anyone wants to call that. But my job is to work with people so that when they're feeling a need to either eliminate a self-defeating habit or transform a problem, it can be personal, it can be professional, it can be global, it can show up on the emotional, the mental, or the physical, my job is to assist them in understanding what needs to occur between them and life itself so that transformation can take place. So over the years, I've come to believe that there's about 7 very basic aspects to someone co-creating a transformation. And I work with the 7 aspects, and we can go more into that if you like.
Oh, yes, let's do that. Because I just want to say that I really appreciate you and what you're doing, and I've just had a series of miracles in the last 2 days. Just something's taking place, and I really know that a lot of it really does have to do with the energies that are filling the planet right now, and this whole time, this winter solstice, and whatever all that means, the full moons and the lunars. I just talked to Greg Braden today, by the way, and he's just talking about just the excitement of what we can create in this upcoming dishevelment, uneasiness. But yeah, let's talk about these seven things that we can do.
Thank you. So the first is very commonly known nowadays, and it's simply to begin everything in a foundation of gratitude. So when I was being trained to be a psychotherapist many years ago, I was trained to start a group with everyone sharing their name and their problem. So I now think this is well-intended information, but just really funny because if we're focused on our problem and we think we are our name and our problem, we have problems. So, we have a lot of problems. So I invite people to focus on gratitude because your name changes, your situation changes, all the identities you associate and think you are change. But gratitude's eternal. Gratitude's there every moment. Gratitude's available in the most horrendous of situations. If you're living somewhere in the world where you're starving and you're ill and you're cold, or you're living in a very honored, privileged life where you have access to so many tools to contribute. Either way, gratitude's right there. So I always invite people, whether we're in a seminar in Hawaii or just in my living room doing a private session, I always ask people to start with their focus on gratitude, whatever you're grateful for. And that naturally brings people into love, into the heart. It's kind of like if you build a house, you don't want to build on top of pollution. You clear the ground. You want strong ground, and then you want to build a strong foundation. So the strongest foundation for creating a healthy society, a healthy personal life, a healthy globe is gratitude.
Okay.
I want to mention one of the steps that is often neglected and bypassed, which is probably the most important step for this time in history, and that's to really surrender into a complete embodiment of the current now experience. And let me say more what I mean about that. There's so many devices to go outside of ourselves, to numb ourselves. We can take, you know, all kinds of pills to numb ourselves. We can use our mind to go far outside of ourselves. There's nothing wrong with pills when they're needed. There's nothing wrong with the mind. The mind's a beautiful tool. But they're used too much as distractions. And so when we just notice what is the experience in our heart in this moment now, an overwhelming flood of emotion might come, or just incredible inspiration might come, or awareness of physical sensation might come. And when we begin to really go fully into the consciousness of exactly what we're experiencing here and now, what many people will find, they go through layers. So first there might be some unwanted motions. Then there's some enjoyable motions. There might be some physical sensations that were bypassed. And as consciousness opens into all that, it drops deeper and deeper into this kind of neutral place. There's a neutral place of spaciousness, and through that spaciousness, what is created is just incredible. It's waves of bliss, it's waves of joy, it's new ways of cooperation and generosity, and it's way beyond what the individual will would sync up. So there's this birth, there's this evolution just ready, ripe, calling people, come home, come home. And at this time, I would say the last 3 years, things have escalated to extremes. So many people are experiencing extreme awakenings of light, and many people are experiencing extreme contractions of trouble, personal, mm-hmm. professional, global. When those waves of trouble come, this is one of the ways to take yourself deeper into a state where peace, where love, where joy start to be known beyond circumstance. And from there, circumstances can be shifted back into something quite beautiful. It's one thing to talk about this. It's another thing to experience it. So I would invite callers at this time, someone who's having some blockage, some reoccurring problem, something you're yearning to create and you're stuck, to call in so I could work with someone one-on-one.
And the phone number is area code 831-373-1234. Let me just remind you that we're talking to Dr. Lori Moore. Her website is drlorimoore.org.
That's a very old website. And okay. My website is actually animiracles.com. It's animiracles.com. It's animiracles.com.
Okay. And you also are an animal communicator.
Yes.
And we have some questions from some people about that. I just want to mention again, I just want to say this again. This is Inspiration for Your Life. I'm Sheila Gale. It is 17 past the hour, and we're talking to Dr. Lori Moore at animiracles.com, animiracles.com, if you want to go to her website to find out more. And if you have a question, let me go ahead and, I have to ask you one before the phones start ringing, because this is huge for me, Lori.
Yes.
This is the biggest, I'm just going to say it, sugar. I eat it till I fall asleep at night. This sugar is the worst sugar addiction that I've just got to stop.
Thank you for being so vulnerable and honest on the air, because people have all kinds of addictions. It's very common. Addiction is a beautiful thing when it's looked into, because underneath addiction there's always longing for something else. And when we can get to that, the addiction can clear and a deeper birth into universal love, peace can come. So where in your body gives you the message, Sheila, that you need this sugar? Where in your body tells you, oh, I have to have sugar?
Oh, that's so interesting. Where in my body? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Check with your body.
Well, it's just kind of like my taste buds, I think.
Okay.
In my mouth.
Okay. So put your consciousness into that place, your taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
Just allow yourself to slip into that energetic existence called your taste buds and find out what is there. Just take your time. We're in the air, but people can breathe with us and receive the goodness of slowing down to do this.
What is there? There's wanting taste buds. I mean, there's wanting my candy.
Wanting, okay.
Wanting.
So go into that consciousness, that energy of wanting. Mm. Just be for a moment in that fully, beyond even knowing what that means or what it is. Just let yourself drop into that energetic feeling of wanting.
Hmm. Okay.
And let me know what you're experiencing in this moment.
Okay. I'm, you know, it's just I'm experiencing that I want it, and that then I'll be complete if I have it.
Okay, good. That's very honest. That's where addiction comes from. It's from this, if I have something over there, I'll be complete. So what I'm inviting you to do now is really drop 100%. Let yourself fully experience that sensation of wanting, this energy that wanting will lead to something. But take it back to the energy, deeper than the thought, into the feeling. Just feel, feel completely what it feels like to want completion, to want it, to long for it.
Okay. Okay.
Let yourself really go right below your heart and a little bit above your belly. I'm not telling this to people universally. I'm just following you right now,
okay,
your energy field. So just what is right there, a little below your heart and above your belly, drop into that place. There's an energy there. There's something happening there.
Hmm. I don't know, but I feel like I could cry.
Okay, go with that. Go with the feeling you could cry. If crying happens, let it happen.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Just stay with that fully. Don't go back into the mind wave. Just stay in that place. Keep going with it. Deeper in. What are you feeling in this moment now?
Well, I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm just, you know, I'm starting to go into my mind a little bit. Like, why do I want it?
I'm going to invite you to stop that, because what happened was you're starting to go in,
mm-hmm.
and your mind's like, I don't think I'm ready. I'm going to go out.
Mm.
And there's a deeper richness when you go in.
Okay.
Yeah, go in. Just go into that place.
Mm. You know, it's almost like, because it's a really bad thing. I mean, it's not like if I ate a little bit of candy sometimes once in a while, which is fine, I think. But I like gorge it. I eat it like, and I know that it's, you know, something unconsciously tells me it's going to cause cancer. It's going to make me sick. Yet I do this. It's like as a secret, like, so people don't know this part about me. Like, they think I'm probably really healthy and stuff. But yeah, that's just, it's like this. It, truly, like an addiction.
Well, thank you for being so honest on the air, because it's now not a secret. It's known all over the globe. And you know what? It helps
Don't
a
tell
lot
anybody.
Of people, because a lot of people have a lot of secrets. But, and I appreciate your observation and sharing of that, and I'm going to invite you to go back into the sensation, because until what's trying to meet you is met, there will be that pull. There will be that urge to repeat the activity, the feeling, the thought. People get addicted to emotions, to thoughts, to substances, to all kinds of things. So I'm going to invite you to just take yourself right back to the place inside you, the physical place from which this urge is stemming.
Okay.
And to simply sink in to that energy. Don't know anything right now. You don't know if you're going to act out this addiction again. You may not. Don't know anything anymore. Just go into that sensation and find out what's calling you.
Okay. I'm doing that, and I'm going below my heart, and I have my hand on there.
Yes. What are you experiencing in there right now? Forget all the information about the past. Right now, what are you experiencing in there?
Just that something's there.
Okay, open into what's there. Be so fully open to what is there on the sensation.
Okay, all right. Oh, something's there. It's like an excitement or something.
Yeah.
It's almost like,
yeah. Yeah. Open into that excitement.
Okay.
Forget whatever happened before.
All right.
Just open into that. The waves will keep changing. Just open.
Hmm. Hmm. It's kind of like I'm just getting these thoughts that are saying it's kind of like the eating the sugar is kind of controlling something or keeping something stuck or keeping.
That's right. So open into whatever is there stuck. Open into that energy.
Okay.
Be there in love with that energy.
Okay. Okay.
What are you experiencing now?
Now I feel good.
Yeah, you do. You feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I feel love.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you feel a completion in this moment? Do you feel any kind of completion? Do you feel any kind of...
I do. I don't have a yearning at all right now.
Right, yeah. See, so... That's what was longing. Longing was asking you, come back to this simple, you couldn't have willed it. It's a simple place. All is complete. So my invitation to you is, should the urge for sugar return, stop. And instead of going to the sugar or the judgment might come, let it go, of the self, but stop and be in the sensation in the body. It takes you through the motion, through the thought, through the physical, and then there, under it, is something so simple and pure and what you're really wanting, which is that completion. And then it comes again and again.
Mm. I'm excited.
I'm so happy to feel this beautiful feeling emanating.
Yay.
Thank you for vulnerability on the air.
And I'm going to give the phone numbers out one more time. 831-373-1234. Anything you have. Dr. Lori is psychic as well. She can read energy. It doesn't matter where you are. Call in if you have an issue. And then we're going to get to Jennifer and Lena and Padme's questions as well. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Inspiration for Your Life. And I'm Sheila Gale. Back in a moment.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hello.
You know, this is not what I thought I'd be doing today.
What? You have big plans?
Hey, a girlfriend wanted to drag me out shopping with her. Instead... Here we are, face-to-face, one of the worst wildfires this area has seen in years. Man, it's going to be crazy up there.
Yeah, pretty intense, huh?
Hey, that's exactly why I joined the Guard.
The National Guard is a unique force. Citizen soldiers who are just as prepared and committed to do battle with nature here at home in our communities as they are against the enemies of our nation. These are your neighbors, men and women who work or go to college, have families, hobbies, live life to the fullest. They train part-time, close to home, and they are always ready.
A lot of those houses up there are in serious trouble. You ready?
Gotta be ready. This is what it's all about.
Can you handle the heat? Learn more about protecting the people in your community. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
What if you have a life beyond your wildest imagination? What if life is about living in the question? I'm Sheila Gale. Access consciousness are tools and processes that allow you to change anything in your life that is not working for you. Isn't that cool? One of the main concepts in access is the question. What if instead of question answer, it was question receive? You see, as humans, we're great doers and givers, but lousy receivers. We're meant to receive, but we've forgotten how. Access consciousness is unlike any technique or modality I've ever seen. It is here now because it's time now for us to wake up to the truth that we are infinite beings and to stop playing small. What if the answer is actually the question, like, what would it take for me to have lots and lots of money? Instead of looking for answers, there's awareness and energy that allows the universe to send it to you. Answers, conclusions, opinions all stop the flow of energy. How does it get any better than this? For more information, go to accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com. And we are back. It is 30 past the hour. I'm Sheila Gale. This is Inspiration for Your Life, and Dr. Lori Moore is our guest. Welcome back, Lori.
Thank you.
We had a question from Jennifer. Jennifer has a 14-and-a-half-year-old Jack Russell who is not doing well, and the doctors aren't giving a very promising outlook, and she said he's getting worse. I wanted to know what you see about the dog.
I need to have his name so I can find him, so I can locate him.
Oh, gosh. I don't have his name.
Maybe she could call in. That would be helpful.
Yeah. Again, the number is 831. Wait a minute. Let me turn this down. 831-373-1234. 831-373-1234. Please, anybody call in. It's really a good time to do it right now. Because we will get to your questions for sure. Okay, let's take Lena's number. I mean, question. She has a male a cat named Buddy. Whoops, Buddy Love,
okay.
And Buddy Love is beating up her two girl cats, Shadow and I don't know what the other cat's name is. But she wants to bring the cat into the house, but she's afraid that he'll keep doing that, and she wants to know why he does that.
Okay, so you'll hear silence for a little short period just why I talk to Buddy Love, and then I'll share what he has to say about all this. One moment. His experience is that they are actually sending him a kind of energy that's a little bit critical, and it's slightly antagonistic, although I don't feel they mean it in that way. For them, it might be playful, but he feels some energy coming from them that makes him feel like he wants to respond, and there is a playfulness in it for all of them, too, at the same time that there's this conflict. So I'm going to ask him if there could be another way to handle this, and you'll hear silence for just a quick moment.
Okay.
So what needs to be done is the person should sit with them in an area in her heart where there's an inclusiveness of everyone can be in a new kind of cooperation. There's a calming that's wanting to come into this whole energetic scheme, this whole person-animal family. And this is bringing attention to that. So that would be the starting point.
Okay. And we do have a caller. I think it might be Jennifer. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I was just going to give you the little dog, the little Jack Russell's name.
Thank you, Jennifer.
His name is Chip.
Okay.
Like a potato chip.
Okay,
Chip,
and ask me the question again about Chip.
Chip is, in the last few days, has become very ill, and he's 14-and-a-half years old, and they're not sure what's wrong with him yet. They took a pound of fluid off his abdomen, and just tonight he's not able to stand up and walk on his own. I was wondering if you could tell me how he's feeling and possibly what's going on with him.
Okay, well, what's happened is there's an energy of depression that's been in the home, and that's not wrong or right. Depression is an energy that contracts us because there's something we need to look at more deeply. It's not a bad thing. We don't need to take drugs about it. Some people do. That's not wrong, but there's an opportunity in it, and there's a depression in the house that's coming from humans he has picked that up, and he's feeling that because he's very empathetic.
Uh-huh.
And then in addition to that, because I'm going to ask him to kind of just let that go so he can, and there's some real anger, too. There's some anger that is in the house, and anger is not bad. Anger is a fire energy that tells us there's something calling to us. As long as it's not taken out on anyone, it's a positive thing. We all feel anger. It's fire. There's heart fire in the house. So this is a very empathetic dog. And so he's picking up all the waves of energy. So could I have a little permission to work with you right now? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, so could you just take your presence fully into your heart and feel whatever is there, just in the same way I was working with Sheila, because this dog is very empathetic and just picking up on you a lot, and I think someone else, I'm not sure.
Well, I just called in to give you the name. It's actually my younger sister.
Okay, so that's...
So you're not connecting with
okay.
her.
Okay, so the person that I'm feeling, that he's feeling all the waves from, is not you, it's your younger sister.
It's my younger sister.
Okay, so this, I'm sorry, I apologize. So this would actually be work that I would do with her. She would call
yes.
in. And
yes, I was calling because I thought she gave you the name when she typed the message in, and she's not able to call, so I was calling for her to give you the name of the dog,
Thank
Chip.
You. Thank you. Okay, now I understand the full picture. So the energy I'm feeling...
But you're right so far on what's going on.
Right. So I thought that was you, but who the dog's talking about, thank you for correcting me, is your younger sister. So
yes,
the younger there's an opportunity for the younger sister here. And I would have
Jennifer,
to you know
uh-huh.
I would have to meet with her in person, you know, if she wanted to call in, that would be awesome, but some people don't want to be on air with personal things, I understand that. But that's what's going on. Is this dog is going through the layers of someone else's energy. Now I'm going to ask this dog, is there anything you want us to know about yourself in addition to that with this whole situation?
Okay. He's anemic and his red blood count's down and his white count's up, and there are two in other testing, but they don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, this dog is a very noble dog. This dog is a dog of great, holds an energy of great light and respect and honor, and really is in great service and wants to serve whoever is around. And so, you know, one of this dog's gifts just happens to be empathy.
Oh.
But this dog has such a goodness and a good heart. And, of course, you know, medical questions, as you did well with, have to go to a vet who is
right.
skilled at that.
Yes.
But,
I understand.
Yeah. And
I just thought maybe you might know how he's feeling.
Yeah, well, that is how he's feeling. He's both feeling the waves of energy that I brought up of a depression and an anger that's really calling forward to be addressed. And he's,
okay.
And then he's feeling his own just essential nature, which is just this upright, respecting, noble,
uh-huh.
serviceful being who has a lot of happiness.
Okay.
And then the body isn't feeling good. The body's, you know, it doesn't. The physical body isn't feeling good, but this dog is very much in touch with other aspects of self. In addition.
Can I ask something about the dog?
Yes.
Because 14 and a half is pretty old. I mean, is he maybe ready to leave?
That's what I was wondering. He's never been very sick before. He just got sick recently. And he's a little dog, so they can live long. But he's 14 and a half now, and he is getting older. So I didn't know if maybe you knew how he was feeling about that, or if it's just that he's upset with the household.
So that's a good question. And let me just clarify, he's not upset with the household. He's simply an empathizer. He's feeling energies in the household.
Okay.
He's not upset with the household at all. He's just empathizing. So.
Okay, I understand that.
Thank you. Okay, so when an animal's getting ready to leave, the animals are very wise, and just like people, they have their own personal feelings about how and when they want to leave, and sometimes they're much more clued in to what destiny is offering them, and they know.
Right.
I just want to let the audience know before I answer the question there, give a few examples. There was one woman who had called me, and her dog just seemed like it was time. You know, he was really on his ending time. But when I talked to him, he said, "Do not put me down. I have to take her through one more experience. It's a journey. It's a learning. I have to impart to her a certain lesson, and then I will get into her lap, and I will pass in her lap." And a few days later, I got and the dog even told, you know, it will be in the dark hours. And a few days later, I got the call that's exactly what happened. The dog was not put down. A shift occurred for the person. She understood what she needed to learn. The dog crawled into her lap in the dark hours and passed.
Aww.
So they're very, very wise. Another dog had told me, after I go, yellow flowers will grow in someone's garden. And I told the woman, Cheryl, yellow flowers. And she's like, well, you know, that's ridiculous. There's no yellow flowers have never grown in my garden. But I trust the animals are much more in touch with things than the human is, because sure enough, after this particular dog passed, yellow flowers grew in her garden, and they grow every year. So the animals, I'm sharing these stories just to really honor how wise and in touch animals are on so many levels.
They can teach us so much.
And, yes, they teach us so much. So I'm just going to tune back into this dog and ask what the dog wants to communicate about when it will be time to go. So just a minute, you'll hear quiet. So the dog's already, like, working with that, working with returning to an essential soul beyond the body and holding a picture of how it will be when this dog has passed and the way the dog will communicate with the person. But the dog is getting ready. But it's not like it's right time right now, but the dog's getting closer. I'm going to ask the dog if any communication will be given. So, hold on.
Okay.
There just needs to be some more time, but it's going to get really clear. There's going to be a feeling. There's going to be eye contact. There might be a paw reaching out, and there's going to be some expression that she, your sister, can trust. And
will they need to put him down, or will he go on his own?
Just a minute. He's wanting to go. Going on his own is what he's wanting right now.
Okay.
And so, if he's able,
to let him just stay home.
He will, but if it gets to be too hard physically to exist and he's still not able, he will let you know.
Okay.
But if you're not sure, just pop me an email and I'll check in.
Okay.
I mean, if she's not sure, your sister.
If she's not sure, I understand.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's so cool. What a gift. You communicate with animals. So here's the deal. Can we be clear on something? Is it not true that we are indeed infinite beings trying to have a human experience?
Yes. The more that I can only speak from my personal experience and my work with many beings, animals, plants, people, insects, elements, masters, etc., there's a turning point where we become really fully conscious that this personality, this body, you know, I call mine Lori. It's a very tiny aspect of what is. if the first awareness is, this is a very tiny aspect of what I am. I'm everything. And then it's deeper. There's a reverence that comes. There's a humility that comes because there's a creation. There's a creator. There's a beautiful force of light and love out of which all creations are imagining themselves to be, are emanating. We move into that and we do start to understand that the individual self that we imagine or pretend ourselves to be for the lifetime is really just a mechanism for evolution. It's a mechanism that's yearning to turn back into complete giving and service of love.
Mm.
And in that, so much disappears, and what really is what we are, it's exquisitely different. It's an ongoing process to start to know this and remember this.
Yes, and I'm becoming very aware of that. I'm going to mention a little more about that in a second. I just want to say it is 16 to the hour. This is Inspiration for Your Life. I want to say hello and thank you to everybody at livingenergyday.com. Again, go to that once you get home, or if you are home after you listen to this, livingenergyday.com/winter2010, and you will hear a 24-hour marathon of some of the world's top healers. We're very fortunate to have Dr. Lori Moore with us. Again, her website is animiracles.com. You do distant healings. You can do much of your work
long distance as well as in person?
Yes, I work with people because I travel to teach. I've ended up knowing people from all over the globe, and now people who I haven't met in person call me. And so I work with people, and I work with people so the person can facilitate their own transformation.
So let me just give out the number here again. We still have time, so you guys can call. We've got a line open. It's area code 831-373-1234. If you're in the Monterey, Santa Cruz area, of course, it's just 373-1234. And now we have a question from Padme saying that she feels a calling of a pod of whales near Maui. And she wants to know if there's other actions that she can take so that she can manifest the money and what is needed to take that trip.
Okay, I'm wondering if I know a Padma who contacts me from Malaysia. So if that's you, welcome. And if it's someone else, welcome. If you are needing, if you're being called to be in resonance with the dolphins or the whales, I'd like to first speak about that because my own experience began when I made a prayer to the animals to be my teachers for a summer, and I would sit outside, and species by species showed up, starting with a frog who meditated with me, and then hawks.
How cute.
Hawks who started to visit and circle me every day, and then deers, and it was funny when it was time for the dogs, because I'd be teaching seminars in our home, and dogs would come, and I remember one time I said, who did this dog come with? Well, the dog came to the seminar on time and left on time, but the dog came of her own initiative.
How interesting. Wow.
Anyway,
great.
It became more and more animals. I was greeted by an owl. One day I got to my driveway, and I had to stop the car because, totally in trust, an owl just stopped in front of the driveway to talk to me and really bring me outside of some doubts I had had about hearing the animals into this beautiful, glittering, golden, just bow to life, silent. And I started to hear from the dolphins and whales. And I had not yet been swimming with dolphins. And so I had some doubt, and I went to Molokai. And when we arrived, a cat and a dog ran up to us and just showed us that we were to follow. And we followed and ended up at the water's edge. And spontaneously, I called out, if I'm really hearing you whales, at that time I was feeling a lot of whale oneness energy. The whaleness really teach the oneness. Please give me some kind of communication so I don't keep doubting. And a whale came up out of the water, and then the whale was just flashing the tail up and down for about half an hour. And I could really feel the communication deep in my heart. So if you need to be in physical proximity with the dolphins and the whales, it will come. It will happen. So what I say is just really give your love back to that communication that's coming to you. Surrender into that the same way Sheila went through the process, the personal biological process, into a deeper universal energy at the beginning. Surrender that. That's a universal energy coming through you. You're feeling. You're feeling the dolphins in Maui. And so go to them in your heart. There is no time and space. It sounds woo-woo, but it is true. There is on one level in the outer, but in another way, everything is there in your heart. And go into that, and then, you know, life is life. So we say our prayers if we feel we're meant to be somewhere, and then we figure out what actions we need to take to earn the extra money, even if it takes 3 years or maybe something happens and it comes in a week. But I would say that the deepest yearning is a resonance with those dolphins you're feeling.
Actually, and hers was whales.
Hers was whales. Well, with the whales she's feeling, and to go into your heart to access that, to find that within. And that kind of connection fulfills what you're looking for, and it tends to, in time, bring things around. I found synchronistically, magically, in the outer as well.
Wonderful. I want to go back in February and swim with the dolphin to bring my son this time, but the prices are up right now, and I'm like, what?
And so I'm just waiting. Somebody said in January the prices might go down.
Yeah, I'm teaching in January, January 20 through 23rd on Maui.
Oh.
And you can get plane tickets for $350.
Where?
Alaska Airlines.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we can't go then because they have a school break in February. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, for all you out there, because I get a lot of calls from people who want to come to Hawaii with me when I go over and teach on the islands, and the plane tickets go up and down, and no one wants to pay $1,000 for a ticket, but
mm-hmm.
they're down. You can go. It's coming right up January 20th through 23rd. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
And the dolphins are out. You know, do you know Susan Bird?
I don't.
Oh, she... Well, she was there the day before, the day after I met you. She lives in Monterey in Seaside, and I went swimming with her. And she actually went with Celeste to swim with the whales in Tonga.
Beautiful.
And she lives right here in Seaside. She dives three times a week, she and her husband. And I had her on last week, and it was, I mean, honest to God, it was like we were under the water with the whales. She was like, I don't know what I'm going to say and how I'm going to. She was wonderful. She described what is indescribable, how she would swim with the whale.
Yes, for people who don't know, I want to go a little bit more into the difference between the dolphin's energy and the whale's energy. The dolphins just bring this tangible bliss, and it lasts and lasts. It becomes part of who you are to know the world with a lot of bliss, a lot of joy, a playfulness that's so strong that even as hard times come, easy times come, sad times come, happy times come, there's this underlying bliss and joy. It's like a celebration of duality in the oneness, a duality in the oneness. And then the whales bring us into such a reverence, and all boundaries are gone. It's just an awareness of the connectedness of all of life, that there really is only one force of life. And it's a awareness that comes through their energy, because the whales and the dolphins live in these kind of energies I'm talking about.
Mm.
And so when we're near them, we start to become that. We vibrate with that. We remember that truth as us.
Well, with the few minutes we have left, I want to ask you, because you've done, I mean, you were on with Bill O'Reilly. Really?
I am fine with everyone.
Wow.
You know, I'm not of the camp that there's some mad enemy on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Although some people are acting like they're a mad enemy,
right?
And that's unfortunate.
But he could be a tough one to.
But I see that as an opportunity to open into what is
open
inside
him up
of me
and help him too.
Yeah. So my spaciousness can hold anyone. I had a great time with Bill O'Reilly. Yes, we probably disagree on most everything. We had a great time.
Good.
Know? He said his.
Gee, sorry, there was some feedback there. Hang on. Wait, I got to get this taken care of. Still there. Hang on just a second. It is 6 minutes to the hour. This is Dr. Lori Moore as our guest. Okay, good. Now we got rid of it. And this is what I want to ask you in the last few minutes. Oh, she got disconnected. Oh, you got disconnected, but you're back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. A big noise
Perfect.
Came on.
Yeah.
Interference.
It's probably the whales. So with the last few minutes we have, talk about these animals. You know, I have a little dog, Chihuahua, and I've got three cats, and you know, I love them. And but there's so much more. I mean, are they like actual angels in our lives? What are they here for?
Well, you know, there's different perspectives on the animals. So what I'd like to say is the planet was made as a community with many different species, and the only way this planet can thrive instead of destroy the species on it is that we start to live in cooperation. And I find that animals and insects and plants to be extremely evolved beings, far more evolved than the humans, which are, you know, a relatively new species on the planet. Some of the animals are newer than others. Some of them are as new as us. But I find that the animals, first of all, they're all heart telepathic. We are by nature, but many people have blocked that out by conditioning, and the animals are our brothers and sisters. They're in a community with us, and they have incredible wisdom to impart if we could begin. Here's a message, really, I have to say to everyone. It's not just about the animals. It's about a relationship with each other, that, you know, the time of tribalism, maybe it's time that it's had its course, and it's an opportunity for all the animals, insects, people of many different cultures, religions, backgrounds, belief systems to begin to work with one another. And the invitation I have for this is to assume every single being you encounter, whatever species, whatever their expression is, whatever they're communicating, is valuable. And we can leave the paradigm of right and wrong, agree and disagree, and begin to come into a paradigm of, oh, everybody's trying to make a contribution. And the more I have spaciousness for the contributions of my insects brothers and sisters, my animal brothers and sisters, the trees, the plants, the masters who are no longer in body as well as those who are, the angels, which are a species, the fairies, the people, something new can birth forth. Something new can come in that kind of a gratitude and openness. And so that's how we can approach the animals, as our very wise brothers and sisters. And that's how we can approach each other. And then our higher wisdom has a place to come into fruition and manifest new ways of ecology, politics, psychology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yay! Well,
yay is right.
Well, it flew by as we knew it would. Thank you so much, Dr. Lori Moore. And give them your website one more time.
Thank you. It's Anna Miracles. It's ANIMiracles.com, or call me at 831-477-7007.
All right, great.
Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been a delight and a pleasure to be with you in this way, Sheila. Thank you again.
You betcha. There's more to come. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. And for you, my friends, until next time, remember, the best is yet to come, and I wish you infinite love and appreciation. How does it get any better than this?